Morgan.
Hello, hello. It's me, Natalie. Good morning and welcome to the Dreamscape, as in Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel episode 3. I hope everyone is doing pretty good. This is Natalie Green, your host, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Whoa! Whoa! Let's go! Okay, so I was thinking about what to play today. It's going to be a crazy weekend, and by crazy, I mean existential, because it's Aries season, and that means I'm going to be 20 soon. So, any hoodles, I was like, what is life? A movie? Okay, so from there, I made a little movie soundtrack. So, up first, we have, two songs that I feel like would be, like, if I were in a movie, and then, like, it's like, you know, so it zooms in, it's like, this is Natalie. Natalie's just starting high school today, except it'd probably be more like a senior year, like, coming of age moment that I didn't get. Any hoodles, up first is I Don't Know by Plumtree, followed by a very cool other song that you should listen to as well. Okay, here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, so you just listened to I Don't Know by Plumtree, and the last song that just played was Center of the Universe by Built to Spill. So to me, those kind of sound like, you know, brushing your hair behind your ear, like, hey, I'm starting high school, or I'm in my senior year, and I just moved. And my name's Bella Swan, and I'm from a small town, and now I'm moving to the woods, or, you know, so it's kind of quirky and awkward like that. So yeah, the song that's coming up next is also, it feels like a movie song to me. Well, it's very much a movie song because there is a movie called Jennifer's Body, but it also gives me the energy of, like, you know, the protagonist is like, I'm onto something, and maybe a conflict will emerge. So, any hoodles, up next is Jennifer's Body by Hole. All right, that was Jennifer's Body by Hole. Fun fact, I listened to that song, when was it? Probably like my senior year of high school, before I saw Jennifer's Body, so yeah, I'm built different. Yeah. Okay, any hoodle. So up next, if I were contributing to any sort of movie and its direction, plot, etc., it would have, you know, most of it would be like, you know, sort of sitting upright on your bed, staring at the wall, plotting some sort of revenge, or there's going to be some sort of sick, twisted moment that is a commentary on society. So I've got a couple tracks that kind of communicate that energy, if you will. So up next is my favorite song by My Chemical Romance, probably, that was born in the same year I was. Kind of crazy. Okay, so, yeah, up next is Demolition Lovers by My Chemical Romance. I do know every single word, so I'm just going to be jamming out, and I hope you enjoy. Yeah, I'll catch you in a couple songs.
To the end with you, a liquor store to keep secure.
All right, so you just listened to three, count them, three songs that are sort of associated with, like, a villain era or, like, you know, someone being pushed over the edge. I'm not foreshadowing anything. I'm not really, like, you know, I listen to all this music on a daily basis, and I kind of just go through that in my mind. So I'm all good, actually. But, yeah, that was Demolition Lovers by My Chemical Romance, Wandering Star by Portishead, and 100 Ways to Be a Good Girl by Skunk Anansi, which is a very epic group that I think is a gem. And then now we're kind of getting into what I like to call the music I would listen to drifting on the highway in a high-speed chase. And then I think I have some stuff that... Well, I'll come in after the high-speed chase. Okay. But we'll also... Yeah. Let's just go on a little high-speed chase. And yeah, just pretend you're drifting and slamming into all the cars next to you like you're in GTA. Anyways, up next is Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead.
Come on and let it out.
Alright, that was Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead, and I'm specifically talking about the part that goes, Jigsaw falling into place, and then it's like, like the strings in the background. I love Radiohead. Literal symphony. Moving on to the part in the movie where there's an interruption by a PSA. Firstly, I would love to mention that if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, you can go to give.tufts.edu under designation Select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check, which would be super cool. To check out our prize tiers, you could get a prize, and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. If you don't have the means, that's okay. Maybe spread the word. And then another thing I'd like to mention is that, currently where I am, it's blackout. So, here's an emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? Mm-hmm. Yes. How long could you stay home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last for 3 days? How about a week? I definitely don't have either of those. Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. That's all I'm going to say about that period. Okay, so up next for the insane car chase is Idiotech by Radiohead. Just bear with me, you know?
Thank you.
sorry I didn't let that little end part ring out, but you just listened to I Caught Myself by Paramore, and then before that was Idiotech by Radiohead. Alright, so we're getting close to the end of the show. I appreciate literally anyone who's listening. I know that's not many of you, but for those who just happen to be listening, thanks so much. I hope you have an excellent day. Remember that everything ends at some point, and that's why you gotta enjoy it in the moment and stuff. So I caught myself, not really, like, you know, I don't really have a specific event in a movie that it would go with, but it was in Twilight, I think, which I haven't seen, but I know the song just from being obsessed with Paramore as a preteen. So yeah, now we're getting into the next part of the movie where there is a conflict, romantic conflict. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to finish out with like a school dance sort of thing. Any hoodles? Up next is Was That All by Plumtree.
Time's up on me and you.
All right, you just listened to Was That All by Plumtree, and the song that just played was No Surprises by Radiohead. I was chemically addicted to No Surprises by Radiohead last year. The way the little bells just really... Or what is it, the xylophone?
I don't really know.
But there's something in it, like, for real. Any hoodles, we're closing out with the school dance I was talking about. So up next is, a song by, Frank Iero, who is a member of My Chemical Romance, that is very important to me. And I'm not even, I'll just read the title. So it's, she's the prettiest girl at the party and she can prove it with a solid right hook. I don't even know what that means. It's funny how the titles of emo songs are always like one sentence, one whole sentence. So, yeah, let me know what you think of the song. Actually, don't call in. I don't know how to pick up the phone. Okay. Alright, you just heard that crazy long title song by Frank Iero. And yeah, I'm gonna check out now, but You are just listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Natalie Green of Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. Thank you for going on a little dreamscape with me as I very roughly tried to narrate a disconnected movie. Anyways, here's one of my favorite songs by Paramore that I feel like sort of could be an end credits moment. So here is One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore.